Hello, welcome to our show once again. It's the African Brief Podcast Show. And my name is Olusegun. I'm your host for today, where we are always here to talk about Africa and all those basic issues that are of interest to us all. And I always encourage you all, if you can, to join us in the conversation. Make contributions, suggestions, or just make comments. We all get to learn from one another as far as the continent that we love is concerned. So I encourage you, if you have the time, do send us an email, africanbrief@gmail.com, and talk to us. We would love to hear from you. In the previous editions, we talked about cryptocurrencies and how they are redefining the concept of empowerment in parts of Africa, and how some Africans are taking advantage of the evolving digital asset class and the emerging blockchain technology to come up to bring their ideas to fruition, to come up with projects that are life-changing, that are going to improve our existence in our respective societies, and at the same time contribute to our economic development as a people in Africa. Now, today we'll be talking more about coronavirus and how its impact has gone far and wide in various parts of the world, but we're looking at it from the perspective of Africans, I mean, from the African point of view. And I'm trying to throw it out to us today. I'm going to try to encourage us today, basically based on the understanding that this whole crisis, as it's emerged in recent time, it's just out of our control. It's not what we asked for. In fact, no one wanted this. But it came on us, it dawned on us that it's going to be kind of a part of our lives, at least for some time. I mean, like in the past 12 months or so, we've been talking about coronavirus. And even up to this point, we still talk about it, though the impact or the effect it is having on us as and having on our ways of life is gradually receding. It wasn't like this some months back. So again, thank God for that. Well, I just want to encourage us today, particularly those of us who are from Africa. If we understand how we've been under some kind of restriction and how we've been using this restriction, restricted movement, and how we've been using the thoughts, the ideas that have crossed our minds, that have crossed our path. What have we seen? What have we been doing? What have we learned so far? You know, I'm going to liken this situation to the Word of God, because I'm a firm believer in God. You know, I want us to know that as many that will look deep inside of themselves to bring out that simple thing that has been dropped in them. I mean, talking to you now. If you can look deep inside yourself and bring out that thing that has been dropped in you over the past 1 year or 12 months, 18 months or so, then while the whole world has been quite unstable, then those who can do that, they will be able to present something that could be of interest to so many people. I mean, I want you to think about it carefully. I want you to look at yourself, ask yourself, what did you go into the lockdown with? I know most part of the world was on lockdown. But what did you develop along the line? What have you developed? Or what have you engaged your mind with during this period? With this period of kind of like a somber reflection? Did you just get locked down and the same way you were a year and a half plus, and then you still came out the same way? I mean, that's a very simple question, but I think you should be able to answer it. What did you do? What were you able to do within that period? I know so many things were not functional. So many businesses were down. So many educational institutions were locked up. So many things were brought to an abrupt halt. But did your mind get altered too? Did you stop thinking? Did you stop planning? Did you stop imagining those creative ideas that were in you before and even up to now? I'm just asking. It's just a simple question, because it is from within you that you can come up with something that can benefit me. I do hope you understand what I'm saying. If you choose not to steer up that God-given talent in you, and you don't even think about improving on it, you don't even think about polishing it, then I don't really get it. The degree you have or don't have, I mean, if you've been following the news recently, you realize, you'll have noticed that degrees are not really the real thing anymore. I mean, no matter what certificates you think you have or you don't have, it's your skills that matter more. It's those skills that you've developed that matter more these days. I mean, look, if you've seen that news recently, as big and popular as Apple is, I mean, we all know what Apple means. I mean, Apple company means. Do you realize, do you know that half of its workforce do not have a degree? Yet every one of us go around with this, brandishing this new iPhone and all those stuff. Half of its employees do not have a school leaving degree. So what are we talking here? But these people have something to offer the company. Otherwise, they won't be getting free money. They won't be getting paid for nothing. I watched the report. One lady there who's been working for some time, she's now trying to get a degree. After working and continue to work for, I think, a minimum of $70,000 annually, she says she's looking for, she wants a degree now. And for just, for what? She's only doing it to get it framed. She's doing it for just one thing, to frame it. I mean, so that she too can make reference to it that I have a degree. But she's not doing it to earn a living. No, the emphasis is on her skills. Your skills, my skills. Those are the things we need to think about. And I had expected that some of us would have had enough time or some time to just find ways to improve on that. While things are kind of not normal over the past 1.5 years ago, I do hope you can look deep into yourself today and just try to improve on certain qualities you know you have. And if you have not been doing it, you have not been paying attention to those things that come to you naturally, I want to encourage you to start doing that too. It goes a very long way. I mean, I know environments differ, but in today's world, your skills matter. How you develop those skills, to the extent to which you develop them, is key to how successful you will be here on Earth. And if I may say this as well, every skill that you possess, they come with built-in features, built-in attributes, and they can kind of come up with, they will come up with a support mechanism along the line if only you start working on them. I want to stop here for today, but I really want us to continue this discussion some other time, and I hope this will encourage you in a way. I really wish you get to look deeper into yourself and be able to look around and see what you can do. I always tell all people around me, one of the reasons why some of us don't understand or don't cherish or appreciate our skills is that because they come to us naturally, we tend to see them as just it's normal. No, it's not normal. For you, it looks normal because it comes to you naturally, but not everyone can do it like you do. That is where you need to discipline yourself, identify those skills, and improve on them. It will take time to polish them, but you can always do it. Not every one of us can manage time properly. Not every one of us can persuade others properly. Not every one of us can give constructive criticism. Those are not just mere qualities. And those are just, for example, I'm not saying we all have that, but they go a very long way. Anyway, we will talk about this some other time. I hope these few words have been of useful to you, but we'll still talk. I wish you all well. Have a nice week. Bye.